Douglas.
What are your hopes for the movement?
Oh. I suppose they're the obverse of the fears, yeah? So it should be pretty obvious. I obviously hope that the movement can expand, yeah? Because I know that people who come into contact with the movement can really benefit from it. Over the past few years, I've received so many letters from people, some of them absolute newcomers and others who've been rituals for a short while, expressing their appreciation and gratitude for the FWBO and telling me what it has meant to them. There have been a few cases where people have said that literally, had they not come in contact with the Dharma and the FWBO, they would have committed suicide. There's a handful of letters I've had of that kind. And I know that people have been benefited to a very great extent, those who've come into contact with the movement. So I hope it can spread more and more. Not because I think there's any intrinsic value in numbers, and numbers, in any case, bring their own dangers. But I really hope that the movement can spread in the sense that through the movement, the Dharma can be made more and more accessible to as many people as possible, whether in this country, or Europe, or India, or America, or anywhere, in fact, in the world. This is my basic hope. And of course, in order to spread, we must have something to spread. You can't really teach the Dharma unless you're practicing the Dharma. So if we really want to bring the Dharma to others, we have to have the Dharma with us in a real and true and meaningful sense. So this is my hope for the movement.
Okay.